92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Credit Profit Blaine Burdick, Bobby back in studio. We got a, well, usually you say a gorgeous day, but it's quite a windy one here today, Blaine. It's 20 mile per hour winds bursting out of the southeast. It's a cloudy day, 80 degrees. Yesterday was 80 degrees, but again, it was no wind. Saw a lot of hot shots yesterday down in Nemaha Central in that match against Holton, which Nemaha won 10-0. But now we switch things over. We go to the class of 1-2A baseball. And we can start off here with a regional quarterfinal matchup here hosted down in Etowaka, a place that I'm pretty familiar with. This is my home turf. But again, here a matchup between the Valley Heights Mustangs and the Jackson Heights Cobras. You're at 2.1 KMZ. Real quick, before we dive too much into this, let's go over both teams' starting lineups for today. Starting off here with the road team, the Valley Heights Mustangs, starting off the top of the order, the junior center fielder as Charlie Waters. Batting second, the freshman Kane Sluska, the left fielder. Batting third, the senior Brady DeWalt at first base. Preston Schmerchick will bat fourth. He's a freshman who will be up on the bump today for Valley Heights. Batting fifth, Ben Miller, the freshman shortstop. Dino Conti, he will bat sixth in the batting order, the junior second baseman. Gavin Crowder, he will be behind the plate catching. He's a senior. Jacob Vatauer, he will be at third base. He is a sophomore. And to finish out the bottom order in the ninth hole, it'll be Eli Bargill, the freshman out in right field. The Valley Heights Mustangs are head coached by Austin Mitchell, and this program is on its way into year number three, starting back in 2024, and off to their best season so far at 9-10, looking for great heights in this postseason. When we talk about great heights, let's talk about Jackson Heights, also their best season so far with 12 wins, 12-7. Their starting order coming up here like this. Colby Bauhey leading it off, the sophomore out in left field. Hey, Julian's the junior pitcher today. Drake Melly's batting third, the center fielder senior. Batting cleanup, Dagan Bauhey, the senior at first base. Jamison Hewitt, he'll bat fifth. He is at shortstop, a freshman. Austin Zeller is senior at third base. Cooper Hewitt, the second baseman senior. Aiden Shoemaker, the eighth in the batting order, sophomore behind the plate. And Jace Doyle, we're finding out the bottom of the order in the ninth spot, the senior out in right field for Jackson Heights. And his head coach, Jeremy Melvin, who's been with his team ever since the start of the program, advocated for the start of this program all the way back in 2023. He's been with it for 4 years, and even more special, he's been with his senior class ever since he started teaching back in fifth grade. This senior class, they were actually a starting fifth grade class he had, and now they are seniors. So kind of a special connection there. And, you know, I kind of had a chance, an opportunity to talk to him before this, you know, about that senior class. This is what he said. The senior class, they've done a great job leading by example. They've brought energy, accountability, and experience every day, and they've helped create a strong team culture. And their players have been able to learn what it means to compete, prepare the right way, and stay committed throughout a long season. And the leadership has played a huge role in where this team is right now. It's a long conversation I had with Jeremy Milton before this matchup. So real quick, Blingham, you and Blaine Burdick, I mean, you kind of have a little familiarity a lot with this Jackson Heights team. It's been a little bit throughout this season. This is going to be a big match between these two teams. First time, all-time meeting between these two teams. First, some expectations here for this matchup.
They're really high. I mean, I like you said, I'm really close with the team because I don't know if some of you maybe heard from past streams, but I have been playing with the team this season, and so the expectations are high. They're through the roof. This is the first team that the senior class has been in the Jackson Heights baseball program all 4 years, unlike some of the teams, and this is probably our highest. We saw us at football. We were going dominant. Basketball, we had a great season. We're looking to maybe transfer that over to baseball, and Melvin's been working us off like a dog, just trying to make sure we're good, getting those little mistakes out of the way. And so this will be something high to look forward to, especially with our first winning season here at Heights.
Yeah, having kind of an opportunity to talk with both coaches before this matchup, both of them kind of said the same thing. You know, for Jackson Heights, about playing Jackson Heights baseball. For Valley Heights, about playing Mustang baseball. Both these teams are pretty early in their programs. Valley Heights, again, just starting 2024, which they went 5-14, 2025, they went 5-19. And then this year, 9-10, look at Jackson Heights, kind of a similar pattern there, 7-13 first year, 5-12 the second, 6-15 2025, and 12-7 in 2026. And just like both these teams, their first couple of years, they didn't really pick up a whole lot of league opponents. But by year two, they really started integrating into more of that league play, starting to compete in that league play. You talk about competing in league play, Jackson Heights did that quite well this year. They placed fourth in their league right under Riverside, Valley Falls, and Mar Hill. They did not take wins against any of those teams, but they battled very closely against those teams, losing against Mar Hill next year innings 3-2. and then losing against Valley Falls 4-1 and 10-8 in a doubleheader. Both these teams do have some similar opponents. Valley Heights most recently played against Onega and had a sweep 6-4, 4-2. And for Jackson Heights, they played Onega to begin the season. They won the first game 10-0, but lost the second 15-5. Real quick, 2-minute break for the National Anthem. We'll come back first pitch here on 92.1 KMZA. It's Valley Heights and Jackson Heights. You're on the MSU Sports Network.
Is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Nehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans backed by the team J.D. Power, ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years.
Call your local Shelter agents. Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Healing happens here. And this hospital week, we celebrate the people who make it possible. At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, healing happens every day through the compassion, dedication, and teamwork of our incredible staff. We're proud to honor all who care for our patients and strengthen our community. Thank you for all you do, and we hope you enjoy your week. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, where people you know care you trust.
This is the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Quinn and Prophet Blaine Burdick and Bobby back in studio. Here we're in a quarterfinal regional matchup between Valley Heights and the Jackson Heights Cobras. Jackson Heights Cobras hosting this matchup down here at Netawaka, Kansas. It's an 80-degree day, cloudy, and a 20-mile-per-hour wind coming out of the southeast. We talked a little bit, pregame notes upcoming here against Valley Heights. They'll start off the at-bat. Charlie Waters, a center fielder, junior, and then batting second, Kane Solaska, the left fielder, batting third, Grady DeWalt, and then the cleanup man in Preston Schmerchek. Taking a look at this defensive lineup for Jackson Heights, it's Chilliance on the mound. Shoemaker behind the plate, Valley at first, Hewitt at second, that's Jamison Hewitt, Zeller at third, Cooper Hewitt at short, Bauhey, Colby Bauhey in left field, Valley Sound center, and Doyle out in right. It's going to be a very pitcher-v-pitcher matchup. Chilliance here today for Jackson Heights, coming in with 29.1 innings pitched. He has started now 6 games, he's only given up 14 hits this season, 10 earned runs, 17 walks, so 41 strikeouts. How important is pitching today for both these teams?
Oh, it's definitely going to be a key factor. I mean, with this wind, the ball is going to be unpredictable. Looks like blowing in here to the north a little bit, and so it's going to mess up, especially in left field where Colby is. It might short down his ball, so hopefully pitching will be a main thing. Like, even throwing down might be another key factor. It's just going to mess with the ball a lot. So if there's contact on the ball, who knows, and a fielder might make an error just trying to find the ball.
This isn't a very long park. You know, most parks over 300. Jackson Heights are down at a walk. It's 280 down center field. Down the quarters, it's about 235, so again, or 275, so again, not a very deep field at all. Here coming up, it's Charlie Waters, the center fielder junior, off the bat first for the Valley Heights Mustangs. It's a righty-v-righty match at the start. First pitch, low to the corner, but that's rung up for strike one. Waters this season, bats 300. This is his 72nd plate appearance, 18 hits on the season. Here's a low fastball into the dirt for ball one. 1-1 count now on Charlie Waters. So let's go on deck. Here's the next pitch. Low, but into the zone for strike two. These are some nasty fastball pitches loaded up here by Julian. 1-2 count on Waters. Here's the pitch. It's a high fastball. And oh, that clips the top of the helm of Waters, and he'll be hit by pitch. He'll take first base.
Little rare first mistake there by Jackson. I something you especially don't want to see happen. I mean, especially for Chilion. Chilion's probably being one of our better pitchers for our team. I mean, don't get wrong, you still got Jamison Hewitt as well, but I mean, that's just not like Hayden. I mean, I know him personally. I grew up with him ever since I was little. That's not something you see very often out of Hayden.
Hey, thanks for the looks of the pick at first. Runner safe. It's Waters. Soloska now up the bat. The righty. Here he shows bunt. Does not go for it. And the fastball's down the plate for strike one. Soloska this season bats 160. Here's the pitch. He's going to hold off at another fastball right down the plate. His four streamers are just coming straight down. 0-2 count now on Soloska. And next pitch is a ball throw to second base. And in there, oh, they're going to say he's out.
Great job there by the catcher just to pop up and immediately throw it down there. Jameson Hewitt to get that tag. That was a great play there by the Cobras.
That was Shoemaker on the dime to second base. Hewitt on the applied tag. That got out Waters. And now we go back to the batter who's on a 1-2 count. That's Soloska. Here's a chance to get a second out. Here's the pitch. Fastball, but just up on the top of the zone for ball two. 2-2 count now, all knotted up for Soloska. Here's the pitch. Fastball, not even a swing. Soloska goes down on strikes. Two down, on the go, top the first inning, still 0-0, Jackson Heights, Valley Heights. Here's the pitch, first pitch to DeWalt. It's to the shortstop, play is to first, and it's on time. Cooper Hewitt to take him by way. Jackson Heights gets out at the top of the first here. Three up and three down. We go to the bottom of the first. Jackson Heights up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Kellerman Insurance is proud to be celebrating 60 years in business. We understand that insurance may not be the most exciting thing to pay for, but it's important to have a safety net in case of unexpected events. It's comforting to know that you have an agency that can guide you through the process and empathize with your situation when the time comes that you need to use it. With the changes happening in the insurance industry, now is the most important time to be with an independent agency that has many companies and options to offer. Give us a call or stop by. We would love to chat. You can also check us out online at KellermanInsurance.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Into the bottom of the first inning we go. 0-0, Jackson Heights and Valley Heights. It's the Cobras from Jackson Heights up to bat with Colby Bowhead to lead it off. The left fielder sophomore, Nathan Chulion, then on deck, the junior. In the hole will be Drake Mellis, and in the cleanup spot it'll be Tegan Bowhead, the senior. Up on the bump here for the Valley Heights Mustangs, it's Preston Schmerchak, who's got an ERA of 2.75 this season, 23 hits given up. He has went 28 innings so far this year, 32 strikeouts and only 18 walks. It's Crowder behind the plate, Duel at first, Conte at second, Miller at shortstop, that hour at third, Soloska out in left field, Waters out in center, and Bartgill out in right. And I'll tell you what, man, this wind is brutal today. At 20 miles per hour out of the south, it is blowing straight towards us. So I think by the end of this broadcast, I'm going to probably consume about a pound of this infield. But regardless, this one definitely going to be a tough one for the hitters today. As Kobe Bauhey comes up to bat first. Colby Bauhey this season getting his 20th game start, or game played, I should say, his 81st plate appearance. First pitch to him is down the middle for strike one. Colby Bauhey also bats 286 this season, an OPS of 689. Here's the pitch. This one, a fastball that gets way out of the way of the strike zone. That'll be an easy ball one. So a 1-1 count now on Colby Bauhey. Colby Bauhey is quite the sprinter. Particularly in the 400. Now here's the next pitch. This one low, but swung on foul. Bowhead now on a 1-2 count. Bowhead also 20 hits this season, 18 singles, two doubles. He has scored 20 runs on the year. On the 1-2, here's the pitch. This one. Off to third and a throw to first, and it's on time. The play from Badauer to DeWalt gets the first out. That's one thing that's going to be a little tough to play. Talked about it with the wind, with the batters. It's going to be hard to also play some of these hops with that wind. As these infielders, of course, the outfield will also have that. They'll have to kind of track it more forward. Next pitch, first one here to Hayden Chulianz. It's going to go low for ball one. And Chulianz, the junior, he's got the start up on the bump today for Jackson Heights. Base just the minimum. Here's next pitch to him, low into the dirt for ball one. Ball two, excuse me. 2-0 count on Chulianz. Chulianz this season, who's played his 20th game, 78th plate appearance. Next pitch, low contact, fouled away. 4-1. 2-1 on the count. After Chulianz will be Drake Mellis and Deacon Bauhey to follow up. Next pitch into the corner. Fastball for strike two. Evens up the count. Chulianz 2-2. Here's the next pitch. Low swung on the chaser. Chulianz out on strikes. Two up, two down. Drake Mellis. One of the best players you'll see in the Northeast Kansas League, football, basketball, and well, it applies to baseball as well. He's got honors in all categories. First pitch to him, is high of the zone for ball one. Drake Mellis, he leads this team with 40 stolen bases on the season, also leads the team in batting average, .441. Here's the next pitch, a little bender that is lifted foul. That will go behind me, past the concession stand. That contact. Give the first strike. Now 1-1 on Drake Mellis. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It's low under the zone for ball two. Drake Mellis, one of my players on this team, has over 1,000 OPS. Here's the next pitch on 1-1. It's sliced hard, picked up by the shortstop. It's going to be thrown with some ease from Miller to DeWalt, and that will end the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on base for either team. We up to the top of the second. Valley up. Valley Heights, due up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We go up to the top of the second here on KMZA. Valley Heights, Jackson Heights, 0-0. Valley Heights up to bat. Fourth in the order, here we are. Preston Schmerchak, the pitcher for Valley Heights. And then Ben Miller and Dino Conti up here in the order. Schmerchak, just a freshman. First pitch to him. This one is hit high, but this will be fouled straight back out to the tree line to the right of me for strike one. Preston Schmerchak, well, let me tell you what, he is a very talented freshman, a batting average of .385, has 21 RBIs on this season. That is the single season record for RBIs at 21. He also leads the team with a single season record of 25 hits. Next pitch, a little outside for ball one. So Preston Schmerchak, he's definitely going to be a part of this program for the next 3 years. Next pitch to him. This is way far down the left field, and it goes off the glove of Colby Bauhey out in left field. That was a hard hit. Or we put that down as an error out in left field. Shmurchak reaches first. Be the error. And now Ben Miller is up to bat. You know, Conte on deck. Gavin Crowder in the hole. Ben Miller is also a freshman. Next pitch here. First and one to him. He's into the corner for strike one. It's a Valley Heights team that has a lot of freshmen on the line. If you look at the middle here, they have two. They have four here on the total batting order. Look back at their basketball season. It was pretty much all freshmen that were on that court. Definitely a big upcoming athletic program here for Valley Heights with their freshman class. Next pitch on the way here, low and outside for ball two. 2-1 count. Ben Miller. Miller who bats 317 this season. Next pitch just above the zone for ball one.
This is where you as a hitter have the advantage. I mean, you're ahead in the count, 3-1. You don't really have to necessarily swing at this next one. And that's where you get the nice little comfort. And right there actually is, oh, that must have been ball three.
Now ball three. That was ball three just right there. So 3-1 the count, but you're still right. You definitely have the advantage right here on 3-1 count. Next pitch is inside and high for ball four. So Shmurchak, he reached off the air out in left field. He goes to second now. Ben Miller goes to first. He had a walk. Saul Shulian's had a little bit of a rough start in that first inning with the hit batter, but then was able to bounce back to strikeout. Of course, the cop steal at second. So what Jack Snipes can do here, first pitch to Kotze is way high for ball one.
Great job there by Shoemaker just to be able to catch that high ball. In general, and we're going to actually see Melvin come out here, come talk to Hayden, calm him down a little bit.
Yep, lots of good communication there, and of course, a great relationship there. Of course, he's been part of this program since the beginning there. Melvin, he's been here since that first year start back in 2023. The program has increased in wins every single year he goes over. He's able to calm down Shalins just a little bit, kind of talks about it, the air and the walk batter. Now Conte. You're on a 1-0 count. So no outs. Runner on first and second. Next pitch, fastball. This one is out straight back. 1-1 now. Conte the season batting 242. This is his 55th plate appearance. He's had 8 hits on the season. He scored 14 runs, just 3 RBIs with a runner in scoring position. Next pitch, this one just above the zone. 2-1 now on the count. First opportunity with a runner in scoring position in this game, and now looks like the infield's going to shift a little bit, then they're going to reset. Next pitch, here goes in the inner corner. That'll go for strike two. Interesting move there. Saw both Jameson Hewitt and Cooper Hewitt adjust to the left side. That's their shift. Next pitch here is blasted by Conte as he misses for the K. That was a much needed strikeout by Shulians. With the first opportunity with the runner in scoring position, Shulians, he's able to get the out. Crowder now up the bat. Seventh here in the batting order for Valley Heights. First pitch in the left corner, but just a squeeze outside for ball one. Gavin Crowder, a senior here on this team. That's 408 this year. One of the best batting averages on this team. Next pitch down the middle here. It is going all the way out to right field and making the play on it will be Jace Doyle as he makes the easy snag. Now back-to-back outs here with a runner in scoring position on second base. Valley Heights got a runner on first off an error. And then Ben Miller also reached via the walks. A runner on first and second now. Two outs. Check it that hour. Eighth here in the batting order. Now up to bat. Roddy V. Roddy. Shulian delivers the first pitch and just a little outside of the left for ball one. Next pitch down the middle. This one is chopped to the second baseman. It's picked up from the ground and it's going to be thrown on a lob. Cooper Hewitt to Tegan Bauhe and that will conclude the top of the second. Valley Heights, they leave two stranded. Jackson Heights is able to get away with their one error given up. We'll return now to the bottom of the second here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
or whatever life brings and whatever you do, the Farmer State Bank is here for you.
We're here for the hometown heroes.
We're here for the diesel mechanics.
For the first-time homebuyers.
For the nurses.
We are here for the ag producers and farmers.
For the construction workers.
We're here for the teachers.
For the students.
We're here for the empty nesters.
We're here for our community. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The answer is yes, SBS.
That new equipment works hard for you. Make sure your insurance does too. If you've recently added machinery or upgraded your operation, it's time to call SBS Insurance. We'll help ensure everything is properly covered. Don't wait. Reach out to SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MLC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're on 92.1 KMZ. Bomb the second we go. Jackson and I have stuff to back. It's 0-0 still remains. Valley High still have two strands there in the top of the second. Back-to-back freshmen able to get on base. And then the junior, senior, and sophomore, the runner in scoring position, combined go 0-3. And one thing I kind of talked about before this game with Austin Mitchell, we talked about the senior class. He said, see the confident senior class. And kind of these upperclassmen and, you know, just being able to limit a lot of mistakes and playing great in certain situations right there, big situations that come up. And, of course, definitely trying to get more of those to come up in this game, but definitely one that you'll look back on. Here, Jackson Heights, here to bat. First up here, taking bow. Hey, first pitch, put outside for ball one. Well, those are big opportunities. Jackson Heights still yet to get their first runner on. See if they can do so here in this second. Next pitch, a little outside, but Valley takes a swing and a miss for strike one. Mitch Merchek, he has been a solid pitcher this year as well, at 2.75 ERA as a freshman. Here's the next pitch. This one is chopped left, but it'll go foul. Valley now down in the count, 1-2, and we'll have to protect. Valley this season is 75th plate appearance, batting 340 with an OPS of 934, with the best on the team. Next pitch here to the left corner, a little outside, ball two. Two-two count. Here's the pitch. Vendor that's going to go off the backside of Tegan Valley. He'll take the walk. Now Valley on first with no outs. Jamison Hewitt up the bat, the freshman, the stout freshman. We talked a little bit before this game. He's a lefty, but look at his pitching stats. They are phenomenal for a freshman. And here as well, that ability to produce on offense is also just as consistent. That's nearly 300 as a freshman.
Yeah, Jamison, I mean, I'm actually cousins with the guy, but he does a lot of travel ball. He's worked a lot with his dad outside, and it looks like
player between the bases right now, and they are going to get a tag out on Tegan Bauhey. So sorry to interrupt you right there, but Bauhey was looking to make a move to first, and they caught him in a jam between first and second. And he'll have to return to the dugout for the first out. That's the second time that we've seen now both teams that kind of same thing. But as you were kind of mentioned there, Hewitt, he's been very productive as a freshman. Is right now he's on a 1-0 count. So 1-0 count. Here's the pitch against the lefty. This one inside on the fastball. Swung on. Contact made, but it's fouled for strike one. Hewitt. Only a batting glove on the right hand. Using the wooden bat. Next pitch. Fastball in the corner for strike two. One, two, Callan Hewitt. Here's the next pitch. This one is hit hard to the left of the shortstop. To the right of the shortstop. That'll go down for a one-out single for Jamison Hewitt, the freshman, in the first knock of the game for Jackson Heights.
This is the right momentum you need, especially just a single like that. It helps get the morale boosted up just a little bit. It doesn't matter if you're Valley Heights, Jackson Heights, Heck, Onega, any team that you have, that single just sometimes just gets a little bit of a domino theory going down.
Austin Zeller getting his first pitch here. This one goes a little outside of the zone for ball one. Austin Zeller is a very talented athlete. He is committed for football.
Northwest Missouri State.
Next pitch here on the way. That one finds the inner corner for strike one. Austin Zeller, senior, solid baseball player here as well. I have the stats here in a second on the 1-1 pitch. Here it comes through. This one is chopped through. The shortstop picked up. The throw will be to first, and Zeller will beat out the throw using that 4-by-1 speed. That's the speed of a second leg right there. He's able to come through at that one.
Almost looked like the first baseman there. DeWalt pulled his foot there at the last second. So, little mistake there by him.
Zeller, he bats 300 this season, getting that nice knock. Now back-to-back hits for Jackson Heights. Now Cooper Hewitt up to bat. Another lefty here in the order for Jackson Heights. As he shows a bunt here with one out. And the pitch goes off the bat behind to the backstop for strike one. So one out, runner on first and second for Jackson Heights. We have the same situation for Valley Heights in the top of the second. No team has scored so far. Cooper Hewitt, seventh of batting order, has that opportunity to get the first runs to come through. Schmerchek checks the runner at second. Now he looks down the plate. Sets himself. And here's the offering. Fast ball just to the right. 4-1. 1-1 count. Now Valley Heights, they went 0-3 with runners in scoring position in the top of the second. Jackson Heights, their first opportunity. Here's the next pitch. A big swing and a miss of a fastball down the plate for Hewitt. And makes it 1-2. For Hewitt this season, that's 239. Here's a big moment for him. With 8 hits on the season. Here's the next pitch. This one is popped up to the infield, and making the snag is Nino Conti. So one of those positive pop-outs that you'd like to get from Valley Heights. Jackson Heights, still throwing on first and second. Two down now. Aiden Shoemaker, who's made a lot of great plays behind the plate. Here's his first appearance at the plate. Alrighty. First pitch here to the right side is fouled back behind him. Into the dirt for strike one. Shoemaker, a sophomore. This season, he bats 143. Big moment for him to prove himself in the eighth spot of this order. Here's the next pitch. This one, a fastball way inside for ball one. One count. Here's the pitch. This one is chopped. It's going to be short into the infield, and that will be another single. A two-out single, a lazy one, but one that gets put down. It progresses. The base runners, Jameson Hewitt at third, Austin Zeller at second, Shoemaker at first, and now batting ninth in the order, Jace Doyle, the senior, with the bases loaded. Jace Doyle on his 32nd plate appearance this season, nearly a 200 batting average. Here's the first pitch to him, a bender that finds its way down the plate for strike one. Doyle this season has just 4 base hits, 3 of which have been singles, but 1 which have been a home run. This will be a big moment for one as the next pitch finds the corner here for strike two. It's an 0-2 count, but the base is loaded in 2 outs. Here's the next pitch. This is hit hard, but it'll go foul behind us. So keep it to the 0-2, and this is what Jay Stoll's got to do. He's got to fight this count hard. Wooden bat, no gloves, all the way up in the front of the box, even in the stance, and he's going to be hit on the back, and Jackson Heights will get their first run of the game with a hit-by-pitch. Austin Zeller now at third, Aiden Shoemaker at second, and Jay Stoll at first. They head back up to the top of the order, and most dangerously, you got Kobe Bauhey. Now up to bat, the bat's nearly 300 on this season with runners in scoring position. Here, his hit is going to be a short one that goes right in front of the catcher, but it's grabbed off the ground. Crowder throws the up to DeWalt, and Valley Heights limits the damage to one. It's 1-0 Jackson Heights over Valley Heights. We head up to the top of the third here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Top of the third we are. Valley Heights, Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights, the Cobras lead by one here over this Mustang team. Mustangs are in the bottom of the order with Eli Barzil. Nice batter in the order. Freshman on the right field. And we'll head back up to the top of the order for Valley Heights with Charlie Waters and Kane Solaska. Chilling out so far. It's been strong today. Both pitchers have been pretty strong, but both have definitely made some small mistakes. Both hit batters, both have had a couple of walks. Here, Bargdell waiting his first pitch, the freshman. First one way high. That'll go for ball one. Bargdell bats under 100 this season at just 91. This is his 15th play appearance on the season. This one's a contact to the shortstop, picked up and thrown to first on a nice rope from Jamison Hewitt to Tikken Bauhey for the first out of the inning. We head now back up to the top of the order to Charlie Waters, junior center fielder. Waters, who's been a part of this program since the very start of it back in 2024. First pitch to him, a little high, and that buttons some contact, fouls it back for strike one. Waters, batting 300 this season, 18 hits on the year, 12 RBIs. Here's the next pitch, and a check swing, and that'll ring up for strike two. It's 0-2 now on Waters. Valley Heights, they went 0-3 with runners in scoring position, and that last thing in the top of the second. Next pitch, and swung on, miss. Waters down on three pitches. That is the third K today from Chulion. Chulion now 44 strikeouts on this season. Nearly leads the team in Ks. Trying to face them here, so let's get now up to bat. First pitch to the outside for ball one. One oh count. Here's the next offering down Broadway for strike one. 1-1 count now on Sliska with Brady DeWalt on deck and Preston Schmerchik in the hole. Here's the next pitch, a little outside for ball two. 2-1 count now. Here's the 2-1 offering down the plate and blown right by the batter for strike two. 2-2 down the count. Winner of this matchup will either play Rossville or St. Mary's. Rossville is one of the top dogs here in Class 1 to 2A in rankings. Next pitch delivered just a bit outside. That loads the count, 3-2. Rossville's number 4 ranked team in Class 1 to 2A. Again, they are taking on St. Mary's right now. Winner of this game will face the winner of that game. Next pitch, and that blows right by Sleska. That's back-to-back Ks now for Chulion. He is now tied, leading the team with strikeouts this season with 45. We get down to the bottom of the third. Jackson Heights up to bat, up 1-0 over Valley Heights.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state. All students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MLC Sports Radio Network.
Up to bat, Jackson Heights' Hayden Schuliantz. First pitch, left side for ball one. And Schuliantz has had a nice day on the bump so far. Next pitch, left side for ball two. Now 2-0 on the count. Schuliantz, first time up on a loaded count, struck out. 2-0 offering, and that is a changeup that catches Schuliantz off guard. That'll be for strike one. 2-1 now the count. Schuliantz. Drake Melly is on deck, and here's a batter timeout.
One thing I'll say about Hayden, even though he's amazing at getting the strikeouts, he also isn't greatest at the batter's box. I mean, if you look at the stats, I mean, he has just as many looking strikeouts.
But
as
here's a nice contact that'll get past the shortstop to the right of them is making a sliding attempt with Miller. And as you know, you just kind of said there a little bit, and actually looking to take off for second, Schuliantz is able to get there. It was an offline throw to first, and Schuliantz will take the extra base there on the erring throw. But he just kind of said it, you know, really great on the bumps, having some struggles there at the at-bat, but right there taking a great opportunity for a nice swing of the hat, get himself on base.
Yeah, I'm just going to call that one's announcer's jinx.
Or announcer's blessing.
Or, yeah, blessing.
I think you should say.
For me, it's a blessing as I go to Jackson Heights.
Sure.
If you're a Valley Heights person, it's a jinx.
Drake Melly is now here up to bat. Runner on first. Here's the first pitch. It's going to be a bunt. It's going to go to the pitcher. It's going to be a slow hop throw to first. So actually, it's safe. Man, Drake Melly beats out the throw. That's the second time Jackson Heights has beat out a play to first, and I'll tell you what, the two guys who've done it, they're on the fastest 4x1 team in Class 2A for Jackson Heights, both Mellies and Zeller. Incredible beat outs to first, as Mellies is on first and Schuliantz is on third. Digging Bauhe now up to bat, and here's going to be a little communication from Crowder Schmerchak. He's going to do a couple touches on the chin and the helmet. Digging Bauhe's up to bat. No outs. Base loaded in the corners. Jameson Hewitt on deck. First pitch. This is going to be a curveball. It hits the zone, but looking for the steal and getting it is Drake Melly's. Melly's has now got 41 steals on this season. He leads the team with 41 stolen bases.
Like you say, it's that speed. It's also that experience from Drake, who's just nowhere to find that perfect jump at.
They're still waiting the first pitch. Second pitch here to Bauhe. Goes in for strike two. 0-2 count.
This is where, as a batter, you got to calm yourself down, make a little contact with the ball. It doesn't have to be a power swing. Just got to...
Next pitch, that strikes Bauhe out on an inside four-seamer. That's just what Schmerchak needed to deliver. So far, Jackson Heights 0-2 with runners in scoring position. Valley Heights is 0-3. First team trying to drive in an RBI. Jameson Hewitt, the freshman, who's had a very strong season, has a chance to give him team some run support. As he hits this one hard, lays down over the shortstop. That'll bring in the runner from first. Or from third, I should say. The runner at second will halt. That's Melly's. But Schuliantz is able to come through with the score. Hewitt, a one-out RBI single. They get Jackson Heights now a 2-0 advantage over Valley Heights here in the bottom of the third. And now up to bat, Austin Zeller, a senior, the last time had a single back in the second inning, so just the last inning. First pitch here, this one is laced hard out to left field, and that one may have just broke the win barrier. Yes, it did. Third home run of the season for this Jackson Heights team. And then also for Zeller, that is his first home run of the year. It's a three-run shot. And you know what's really funny? Before I came in today, I didn't want to say this unless something happened, is Melvin came up to me, Jeremy Melvin, head coach here, Jackson, and said, I'm glad the wind's blowing because we are not a home run team. And right then and there, Zeller comes up to play and blasts out a three-home run shot. So absolutely incredible use of the power from Austin Zeller.
It's a great hit there by Zeller. He just found the perfect spot on the bat and just barreled that thing.
And talking about a barrel here, here's going to be a hard hit to the second baseman, and that'll be a hit for Cooper Hewitt. I would have had to feel him the throw anyway, but Conte put it above the first baseman's head. Just like that, Jackson Heights now up 5-0 over Valley Heights. Nice job clearing the bases for Zeller. Aiden Shoemaker now up to bat. First pitch. Just one side for ball one. Shoemaker batting eighth in the batting order. Jace Doyle on deck. One count on Shoemaker. Next pitch into the dirt for ball two. One thing, if you're Smirchek, you just cannot let yourself get rattled here.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this is baseball is basically the game if for mentality. And, yeah, you may have let that three home run shot, but you can't let that get into your head. You'll start making mistakes here as he throws his third ball of the at-bat.
Here on Shoemaker now, a 3-0 count. Last time up, hit a single. Next pitch here, under the knees and inside for ball four. So a four-pitch walk after giving up three consecutive hits and five hits total on the inning, including four singles and a home run. And you got to reckon Austin Mitchell is going to have a conversation with his pitcher. And, yes, he will. So we'll see if Shmurchek stays on the bump. He is definitely one of the top pitchers here on this team.
Looks like there's a pinch runner for Aiden Shoemaker, number 32, Tatum Eisenbar.
So, again, we kind of mentioned that speed. Tatum is also on that all-speed 4x1 team. Looking at things right now, Keeper Hewitt on second base. Aiden Shoemaker on first. Jace Doyle up the bat and still only one out. And this is an inning where Jackson Heights can truly capitalize on some heavy runs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one thing I've seen from the Jackson Heights team is that once we get going, we get going. I mean, it's hard to bring down our morale. I mean, there was a game we didn't come out and that didn't go out too well for us. It was against Riverside. We were down, I believe, like 11-2 at one point in the game, and we ended up coming back. I think the final score was around like 14-12, maybe 11 ourselves. But just saying the fact that it takes a lot to bring us down. We don't stop fighting to the very end. That's something that Melvin really loves about this Jackson Heights team.
And Jackson Heights has built off a lot of momentum. They had a six-game winning streak at one point in the season. Right now, they're 5-1 their last six games heading into the postseason. So one thing that Melvin pointed out to me before this matchup, when I had this conversation, he said momentum, and momentum is built up very well coming up here into this regional. Erie, at back to it. Shmurchek still on the bump. First pitch to Doyle's way high. And that'll be for ball one. And Melvin, he was jumping for joy or maybe some frustration. He was probably hoping his runners were going to take off on that wild pitch, but they did not. It's only one out. Runners on first and second. Jackson Heights has put on four runs in this inning. Can they deal any more damage? It's 5-0, bottom of the third. Jackson Heights over Valley Heights. Winner to face either Rossville or St. Mary's. Rossville, who is the fourth-ranked team in all of Class 1A slash 2A. Frankfurt holds the number one spot in this regional. They're 20-3. Could have Rossville's 20-4. And next pitch here to Jace Doyle. That hits the strike zone. That's actually one of the first strikes that Shmurchek has hit for quite some time. 1-1 count. Here's the next offering into the dirt, but a nice stop by Crowder. Crowder's had to make quite a lot of nice stops today behind the plate. 2-1 now the count on Jay Stoyle, the senior. Big spot right here. So maybe pushing some more runs. Here's the 2-1 offering. It's low, drops out of the zone for all three. So potentially loading the bases here. Excuse me, 2-2 is the count. Minor little mistake there.
They called a strike on that last one, actually, clipping the zone, which I was going to note on. It was a great pitch location.
Well, here's a nice hit location out to the right of the shortstop, and Miller, and that plays down for a single for Jace Doyle. That was a little bit of a late call there on that strike that they had, but there, hit from Doyle, that loads the bases. Jackson Heights, one out, and they get back up to the top of their order. They've officially batted around now in this inning, as Colby Bauhe is up to bat. He is 0 for 2 today. Both ground outs. Here's this pitch, and this one is going to be hit. It popped up toward the infield, and it'll be picked up nicely by Dino Conti. So that was a very much needed out for Valley Heights. Aiden Chillion's 10th to come up to the plate in this inning for the Cobras, as they have struck hard but want to continue to pile on these runs. They have had a total of 6 hits in this inning, and they'd like to keep that running. 5 runs also scored. 4 runs scored. The base is loaded. Here's a hit straight to the pitcher, but he's going to grab it and then throw it in time to DeWalt at first. So that limits the damage to just 4, leaving the bases loaded. But Jackson Hyde still gets himself some runs, including a 3-run shot from Austin Zeller, the senior from the Cobras. Jackson Hyde 5, Valley Heights 0. We head up to the top of the fourth here on KMZA.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here, 92.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Top of the fourth inning we go. Valley Heights up the bat. They're down 5-0 against Jackson Heights. First pitch here to Brady DeWalt. This one is lifted straight out center field. It's going to be an easy snag for Mellies. So one pitch and already one out here to begin the fourth inning. Jackson Heights put on quite the impressive bottom of the third with 6 total hits and 4 runs to come through. They're only 1-5 with runners in scoring position, but that one big hit with runners in scoring position was Austin Zeller, the 3-run home run shot that cleared the bases. Schmierczyk now up to bat. First pitch, one outside for ball one. Talked about him last time up as he, as just a freshman, has a single season record with RBIs at 21, hits with 25. First pitch here down the plate, or second pitch, excuse me, and this one is put out to the right side beyond the first base bag, and out of play, it's made by Bauhe.
No, actually, Bauhe dropped it.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, he almost had it. He just couldn't squeeze the glove, it looked like. I mean, he was right on it, too.
So still only one out, top of the fourth inning. Jackson Heights 5, Valley Heights 0. Schmierczyk, 1-1 on this count. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It's a high fastball, but it's lifted out to center field. Melly's looking for another snag, and he's got it. He's made back-to-back easy plays there out in center field. Well, I don't think anything can be called an easy play when the wind's at your back at 20 miles an hour. Still having to make a little bit of adjustment, of course, with that sun also right in front of you.
Yeah, it seems like... seemed like he had a little stutter step there just to see if the ball was right where he thought it was, which a good thing for Dre, him being the ball player he is. He was able to find it with ease, but still, that yeah, that wind definitely messing with him a little bit.
Next offering, a little high here on Ben Miller. That'll be for ball one. last time up. Full pitch walk. Full count walk, I should say. And next offering here, fastball way high for ball two. Miller was left stranded on first, back in the second inning. As all you have left two stranded so far in this game. 2-0 count. Here's the next pitch. A fastball way inside as it rides for ball three.
This is where, as a batter, you just take your pitch, whether it's inside or not. The only time I would swing at this moment is where it's perfect, right down the middle.
Here, 3-0 count. This one high, but swung on, fouled straight back for strike one. Ben Miller batting 317 this season, his 73rd plate appearance, 13 RBIs on the year, and 19 hits. And the next pitch is swung on and missed. So working from what was a 3-0 to now a 3-2, Chulions brought this to an even advantage. Here's the full count pitch, and this is chopped to the second baseman. It's going to get right under the glove on a quick squeeze. Ben Miller's got the single. As Dino Conti is up to bat with Crowder on deck. As a two-out single. If you ask anyone, you know, two-out, it's hard to rally, but a two-out rally is always on the table. Conti now up to bat, throwing on first and two down. First pitch to Conti is a little away, but swung on and missed anyway for strike one. Conti batting 3-2, 42 this season, 8 hits, 14 runs, 0 for 1 today, struck out, last at bat, next pitch, a little outside again, but a swing and a miss. Sonos is getting in with these outside heaters. And again, you can maybe attribute that to that wind, maybe it kind of turns into a slider. And here this next pitch, this one is hit to the first baseman, and Bauhe makes the grab in the dirt and gets the final out of the top of the fourth. So, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Jackson Heights 5, Valley Heights 0 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student-athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MLC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the fourth, Jackson Heights 5-0 over Valley Heights. Their last inning, they had 4 runs off 6 hits. And here's the first pitch to Drake Mellies that has lifted out to center left field, and that is picked up with ease by Seleska. So we've now had back-to-back half innings now that have started off with a one-pitch pop out to the outfield. Tegan Bauhe up to bat, senior, followed up by the freshman, Jamison Hewitt. Bauhe, 0-for-1 day, earned a walk back in the second inning, struck out in the last one here in the third. He's had 3 straight innings of plate appearances. And this first pitch to him is way outside, hits the backstop, which is a chain fence.
Thank goodness it would have hit me.
Some places use netting, some use chain fence. Some have like a little brick or a concrete slab that's about a foot off the ground, but this is all fence to the ground. With maybe a little wooden barrier that's maybe a half foot off the ground. Next pitch here, fouled away. 1-1 here in the count. Next quick pitch here, down the plate. It's a bender for strike two.
Great location there on that pitch, just right inside. It's a hard location to hit. So him just to be able to squeeze that in there is a really nice pitch there by the Smirchek.
Here's the next pitch, outside for ball two. 2-2 count on Tegan Bauhe. Here's the offering, way high above Bauhe. That'll be for ball three. A full count now on Bauhe. Jameson Hewitt on deck and Austin Zeller in the hole. It's a three-run shot in the last inning. Next pitch, into the dirt it goes for ball four on a full count. Taking Bauhe, earns the walk, his second walk of the game.
Great job there by Tegan. I mean, especially when they're in that 0-2 count. I mean, it's not easy just to sit there and take three strikes with confidence. I mean, three balls with confidence. So him to be able to do that and get the walk is pretty impressive.
On the season, Bauhe leads the team with 15 walks on the year. He's got two today, which pitched Hewitt about straight back for a strike. One. Hewitt today, the freshman, is 2 for 2. He has scored two runs. He has had a very impressive performance indeed for his first year at the program. Next pitch here, a bender that is chopped right to the shortstop, gets a little under on the candy hop. That'll be a base hit for Hewitt. And Bauhe will now get to first, Bauhe to second, Hewitt to first, and now the freshman is 3 for 3 today, and every time he has reached, he has also came through and scored.
That's something special that Melvin will love in these upcoming years, just a young freshman being able to play like a senior in high school. That's something really nice to have, and him being able to work on it for the next couple of years. Who knows, he might feel bigger and better.
Austin Zeller. Fastball down the middle, first strike one. Last time he was up with run on first and second, well, he was able to clear the bases with a three-run shot out in left field. See if he can repeat it here. Next pitch, this is low and away for ball one, 1-1 count. Hewitt, also with his three hits today, is now 19 hits on the season and two runs scored. Has now 13 runs on the season scored for the freshman. He's had a pretty good year. 1-1 count on Zeller. Here's the next offering. It is chopped towards the third base bag, and it will get lost with the third baseman that hour. That'll be an error. Charged against the third baseman. And one thing you cannot do in this game is make mistakes. Especially Aaron Jackson Heights has only been able to capitalize.
Yeah, that was just an unfortunate thing. He was right on it, too, and everything. Just tried to grab it with the glove, and it must have bounced off his glove weird or bounced off the ground, or he must have scooped it up weird some way, shape, or form. He ended up pulling it into the foul territory from the third base side, and that's just really unfortunate. He had him there, too.
Bases loaded with one out. First pitch low to the ground against Hewitt. This ball is a wild pitch, but no one advances on it as the ball is bounced straight back to the pitcher. That was actually a pretty good bounce. If that thing would have kicked to the right or left, he may have would have seen Bauhe take off from third. Here, 1-0. Next pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back for strike one.
That's the one disadvantage here of this Jackson Heights Nettawaka field. You got such a short backstop that even on wild pitches like that, there's not a lot of room between the home plate and that backstop, which allows the catcher just to go grab that ball immediately to keep that runner from third getting home.
It's only about 12 feet probably from where the umpire is standing. That pitch here a little high for ball two. It's a 2-1 count. On Cooper Hewitt is Aiden Shoemaker's on deck, and Jace Doyle's in the hole. And a fender creeps to the outright side opposite of the batter for ball three. 3-1 count. Hewitt, he stays patient here and runs this wide. This could score a run. 3-1 count. Here's the offering. It's a fastball. It's hit hard. Picked up by the shortstop. Well, bobbled. Actually, on the throw, it's the first. They get the out, but Jackson Heights gets a run. So the sacrifice grounder by Hewitt, he picks up his first RBI of the game. It scores taken Bauhe. As now Jameson Hewitt's on second, and Austin Zeller's on third. First pitch to Shoemaker is low and away, in the corner for strike one. Shoemaker, who's reached base twice, a single and a walk. He's been stranded both times on second base. Next pitch, bender, that's fouled straight back for strike one.
One thing to mention about my good friend here, Aiden Shoemaker, is that if you were to ask the team who's probably been your best hype man, it's Aiden Shoemaker. He's someone that gets this team rallied up no matter when, where, what the situation is. He's always the hype man. So hopefully he can hype himself up here.
1-1. He strikes out with the drop pitch. The throw is to first, and the first baseman makes the tag. We'll see. There was a collision at the very end, but it looks like Shoemaker is okay. The out is still recorded, so it'll be a strikeout for Shmurchak, and only one run will come through in the bottom of the fourth for Jackson Heights, and lead now 6-0 over Valley Heights. We head up to the top of the fifth here on KMZA.
Collaborating with Holistic Pain Management to bring expert non-opioid pain care to you. From arthritis and back pain to migraines and nerve pain, we provide advanced treatments to help you get back to what you love, pain-free. You don't have to travel far for relief. Get expert care close to home. Visit ClintonHospital.com to learn more. Pain is real, but so is hope.
Dennis State Bank turns 125
despite
years
being
old
one of seven runners in scoring position. They are up
for a little history lesson here. The bank was founded in 1901 in the nearby town of Denison and moved to Holton in 1939 into its current main office on the west side of the Holton Square in 1944. Today, the bank has branches in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. It's a long history of knowing and working with a lot of great people. That's Dennis State Bank, year 125, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the fifth we go. Jackson Heights 6, Valley Heights 0. And you don't want to say danger zone quite yet. The Valley Heights would definitely like to get some runs to start coming through and getting produced as, again, you know, that 10 after 5 run rule is still technically in effect. Jackson Heights put up four. If they put up four runs in the bottom of the inning, Valley Heights doesn't get going. You know, they could very well end this game pretty quick. Valley Heights needs to start finding some production here. Down 6-0 in the top of the fifth. It's Kevin Crowder, seventh in the batting order. Up to bat, first pitch to him, not a swing, and it's going for strike one.
I will mention one thing here. I mean, yeah, Jackson Heights may be up on the scoreboard right now, and as you mentioned earlier, I mean, we haven't been too hot with leaving multiple people on base so far. We've left a combined total of 8 people on base. But the main thing helping this Heights team right now is errors coming here from the Mustangs.
Here, back-to-back foul tip, straight back. Crowder sticks to the 0-2 count. Last time up, he popped out to right field. Gavin Crowder actually holds the team record as well, as he has the single-season record for most doubles in a season with 6. As here, he's going to foul this one out the left side, and he's now hit 3 straight foul balls.
That's honestly a good thing, though. I mean, him being able to at least locate the ball, to be able to put a bat on the ball, is better than swinging and missing the ball.
0-2. Still trying to protect down the plate. This one is fouled straight back towards us. He has now had 4 straight pieces of contact that have gone foul. That one, a potential souvenir, but will probably be asked nicely to be returned. Crowder batting 7th in the batting order with Jacob Vatauer on deck and Barkdale batting 9th in the hole. Senior, sophomore, and freshman here up the bat. Next pitch, inside fastball for ball 1. So after 4 straight foul balls, Crowder holds off on the inside four-seamer for ball 1. 1-2 count. Here's the next pitch. This one is swung up on. It's going out to left field. Creeping up under is Bauhey, and he will stretch for it and make the scoop.
That was another area where the wind almost got to him, keyword almost, as he still caught it. But Colby was more towards left field when he originally sat under it. It looks like that wind picked it up, though, dragged it a little bit right, and last second you could kind of see him sprinting, having to almost dive to catch that ball.
Maybe a little windy day for an ice cream, but getting the scoop out in left field, getting it done, that was Colby Bauhey. Jacob Vatauer, now off the bat. The third baseman, next pitch here to the outside for ball 1. Vatauer is last time up, grounded out to the second baseman. Here's the offer. Next one is a high fastball that goes right by Vatauer for ball 2. Mentioned that Chilion now ties the team, leading with 45 strikeouts on the season, as he is picked up a nice even Steven 4 strikeouts today. as this next pitch is a little outside, or ball three.
Kind of going opposite there on this one. First batter was 0-2. This one's 3-0.
3-0 count. Here's the pitch, and a fastball down Broadway. Finds its way for strike one. 3-1 count. Here's the offering, and it's way high upstairs for ball four. And Bathauer will take first on the walk. One out walk, Bardill. Now up the bat, the freshman, batting ninth in the order. Bats under 100 this season. Team batting average of 273. 129 runs produced on the year, over 130 hits, and 95 RBIs. Bardill. The yellow gloves, black bat. First pitch, low to the left corner, but in for strike one. Jackson Hyatt with the all-white classics, tops, bottoms, green caps with the JH letters, and then the green numbers. Next pitch here, finds the corner again for strike two. Valley Heights with the purple tops, black letters and numerals with white outlines and black pants. 0-2 count, next pitch, high to left corner for ball one. One-two count on Barkdill. One out, runner on first. Next pitch, low on the ground for ball two. Chilion still on the bump for Jack Sines. Shoemaker still behind the plate. Defensive lineup has not changed for Jack Sines. It's Thauhey at first. Cooper Hewitt at second. Jamison Hewitt at shortstop. Zeller at third. Next pitch here, a little high. Swung on and miss, and Barkdill strikes out. The two down, runner still on first.
Literally, as Aiden Shoemaker threw down as a runner from Van Tooten, kind of stuck from first to second, kind of got bonked on top of the head. I mean, okay. Fine, but kind of
just making sure.
Just missed it. Just missed it.
He's okay, they did get that strikeout, but Bathauer, he goes to second, and now there's an umpire being down here the right line. And now the umpire had the plant going to go talk with the umpire down at second. So right off the bat, it was Charlie Wooders, whose day is reach base once when hit by a pitch. He was about stealing at second, though, in that first inning as well. He struck out back in the third. He has batted so far in every odd inning. It is important that Valley Heights can support some runs here. And again, Jackson Heights could technically end this game at the bottom of this inning if they can score four runs. They lead 6-0 over this Mustang team. Whatever needs to be corrected gets corrected. Bathauer is at second. He is in scoring position. Valley Heights today is 0-3 with runners in scoring position. First pitch to Waters is just out of the zone to the left for ball one. Chiliance looks back. Now checks it down the plate, but underneath for ball two. I think Jackson Heights has utilized a lot of shifting. They have shifted their second baseman and their shortstop quite a lot with a lot of movement in that infield. Maybe off balance the batter. And here a foul contact that goes down the left line. That was nearly in the third base bag.
That was almost kind of scary on how close that was. But good recognition there by Austin Zeller to let it go.
But I'm still looking for their first ribby of this game. We're on second and two down. They need a two-out rally to start here. 2-1 count, and here's a bullseye down home plate. 2-2 now in Waters. Evened up on the count. Here's the pitch, lifted out to left field. Going and tracking it, it's Bowhey. He steps to his left, and he makes the easy grab. Jackson Heights heads down to the bottom of the fifth with a chance to potentially put this game away up. 6-0, they need four runs. We'll be back here on KNZA.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat hummus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here at 92.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Valley Heights makes a pitching change here. They put Ben Miller up on the bump. Again, trying to get out of this jam right now that Valley Heights is in. And that being down 6-0 as Jace Doyle here, he on his first pitch, lifts this one, a blooper out the left field, and he reaches off a single. And by a jam here, what I mean is Valley Heights is down 6-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Jackson Heights with four runs, could end this game with a 5-10 after five run rule. Colby Bauhey now up to bat, on first, no outs.
And if we want that 10 after five rule as Jackson Heights, I mean, that's a great start to it, just to get that little blooper out right over the shortstop's head.
Bauhey on a bunt. Foul tips it for strike one. Bauhey has been up to the plate four times today. He is 0-3 on all of his appearance. On deck is Hayden Chulianz, and Drake Melis is in the hole. Top three here in the batting order for the Cobras. Fourth time through the order. Bauhey, next pitch. That one just up the zone for ball one. Now 1-1 count on Colby Bauhey. Again, Jackson Heights' big inning was back in that third where they scored four runs. They had six hits, and this next pitch into the top right corner for strike two. Jackson Heights scored no runs in the first inning, one in the second, four in the third, and one in the fourth. They've been pretty consistent since that second inning. Throw down to first, but in there safely still is Jace Doyle. Colby Bauhey on the 1-2. Next pitch is into the dirt for ball two.
I know Colby wanted that one. I can kind of see it in his eyes, but that's such a hard pitch to take. I mean, you're 1-2 in the count, just something close to the zone you got to swing at. And so it was very smart of him to maybe think about it, but also very smart of him to stay back and not swing.
2-2 count on Bauhey. Again, 0-3 today, looking for his first piece of action. And this one, a hard piece of contact out to center right. And tracking that one down nicely was Waters. And Doyle's able to get back to first safely. So nice track out from center field from Waters. These outfielders today have played really well with the wind adjustment. Again, that 20-mile-per-hour wind is bursting out of the southeast. Well, it was a cloudy day again here in Nettlewaka, Kansas. This is the first time Jackson Heights has actually hosted a regional and also their first opportunity to potentially win a postseason game. And what is their fourth year as a program, Valley Heights in their third year. Both these teams very young with bright futures ahead. Mentioned that Jackson Heights is a senior class. They have been here since their first year as freshmen. And this next pitch here, it's the corner, left side for strike one. 0-1 count on Chulianz. Here's the next pitch, a swing on a chaser, and Chulianz will now be down 0-2 in the count. Chulianz is 1-3, struck out in the first inning, single in the third, came around and scored, and then grounded out to the pitcher in the third. Down 0-2, here's the pitch. This is chopped to right field, and it bounces off the infield track. That'll go down for a single. A one-out single for Hayden Chulianz. Doyle now sits at second. Chulianz at first. Drake Melly is up the bat. He today is one of two. Ground out in the first to the shortstop. A single and came around and scored in the third. And popped out to left field on one pitch.
Well, there's one thing Drake knows for sure. I mean, you can kind of see it on his left arm here, or his right arm, Crindon, but Drake knows how to beat the odds and kind of get out of his pickles. I mean, yeah, he's had a rough start, but I know eventually he'll bounce back. At least I hope so.
Four-seamer inside. That goes for ball one. Drake Nellie's again talked about at the beginning of the day, one of the top talented athletes here in the class of 2A. Multi-talented athlete here is a hard hit out to center right field, and that's over the fence. That is a huge three-run home run shot. Jackson Heights' second home run of this game. They came in the day with only two home runs on this season. Well, they just doubled that stat to four. Both Drake Mellies and Austin Zeller have pummeled big-time home run shots. And just checking it real quick, Drake Mellies, that is also his first home run of the season. Most impressively, again, I go back to that comment before this day, and I'm definitely going to make fun of it when I see him after this, is Jeremy Melvin. I went up to him, and I'm like, that's a heavy win. And he said, yeah, good thing. You know, we're not really a home run team. And today, he hit two home runs, and I see the big smile on his face over there.
Yeah, and I will also like to go back and how I mentioned, is that another jinx or blessing?
Yeah,
but
maybe,
I just mentioned the beat the odds thing.
Anyway, getting back here on track, Team Valhey now up to bat. And this one is split out for ball one. But, again, it's always one thing is, you know, you do kind of evaluate your team like that on their strength. You look at the other team's strength and their hitting. But today the wind hasn't really been much of a problem for Jackson Heights and their bats. Next pitch, one out for ball two. Valhey now 2-0 on the count. 2-1, excuse me. 2-1 count, next pitch. Top left corner, but a little out for ball three. And Jackson Heights now up 9-0 over Valhey Heights. Only one more run is needed for Jackson Heights to win their first regional game ever, their first postseason win. And better yet, here they host it at home. The first time ever. Next pitch, fouled straight back. For strike two, full count now for Valhey. Hewitt on deck and Zeller in the hole. Full count on the senior taking Valhey. And this one is launched down the left line, but that's got to go foul.
Just straighten that out a little bit more, and I'm be honest, that might have been the team's third home run of the game.
Yeah, they have been hitting with some hard bats today. Some big shots. Valhey on a full count still. Here's a fender that is fouled straight back. That was a potential cookie put over the plate, but just a little late on it.
Just a little bit underneath it as well. I mean, the way it just kind of came back.
Jackson Heights today has been 2 of 8 with runners in scoring position. And this next one swung on miss. Valhey strikes out.
That's the first strikeout since the third inning. And that last, another last strikeout was with Tegan Valhey in the third.
As I mentioned, Jackson Heights is 2 of 8 with runners in scoring position. Both those hits have been home runs, funnily enough. Jameson Hewitt, first pitch to him, is into the corner for strike one. But Hewitt today, man, he has been very productive. The freshman, 3 of 3, he's came through and scored twice. And this next one in the low part of the zone, but it clips for strike two. 0-2 on the count. Next pitch, opposite the batter in a little wave. Ball one. One ball, two strikes on Jameson Hewitt. Here's the next delivery, a bender that just finds itself out of the zone for ball two. Been a mighty day for the Cobras. They have struck hard. 2-2, delivery, fouled away. We'll maintain it at 2-2. So one thing that Valhey Heights needs to do here is, of course, get out of this inning, get this final strike, or get this final out, I should say, as well as final strike, and then also get back up to the top. And here, a strikeout. It is a low fastball. They call it a strikeout. And Hewitt goes down on strikes. We head up to the top of the sixth. Jackson Heights 9, Valhey Heights 0. We're back here after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We slither our way up to the top of the sixth as the Cobra is on top here in this matchup on KMZA. Jackson Heights 9, Valley Heights 0. Jackson Heights, they have pumbled in 2 3-run shot home runs today, both from the seniors Austin Zeller and Drake Mellies. As here it's Valley Heights up to bat with themselves looking to get themselves their first run of the game. First pitch to Swaska here. Roll out for ball one. Next delivery is in the middle of those zones. Popped up to right field. Chase Doyle, who doesn't even make a move as that one just goes right to him like a magnet for the first out of the top of the sixth.
I mean, that's been the one thing that's been so great about Jackson Heights so far today. Yes, Hayden's done an amazing job with getting 5 Ks on the mound tonight. But this defense has been just as amazing. I mean, I've seen about and counted about 9 to 10 different plays that they've made in the outfield.
Chileon's first pitch to DeWalt is just to the outside edge for ball one. DeWalt today 0 for 2, ground out to short, pop out to center. Next offering a high fastball, it's fouled straight back, and I'm not sure where that's going. Oh, it almost just hit someone behind me. My color partner did an awful job of trying to catch that.
Right.
That's where I'm going to blame it. I thought for a second I might have been the one that could have made that play on the foul ball. But too many times that you get the opportunity as the broadcaster to get your head on those foul balls.
All right, that'll be time for afterwards. I'll talk to you afterwards.
We'll talk afterwards. All right, here we go. 1-1 on the count. Next pitch. Inside for ball two. 2-1 count. After DeWalt, Fresh and Schmircheck on deck and Ben Miller in the home. The next delivery off speed. Chileon getting that second strike. Now the 2-2. Nasty work from Chileon. He's got a nice pitch arsenal that he has utilized today. Switching between these off speed and fastballs. And now here's the fast delivery. It's going to go to the third baseman, Zeller, and he will throw it on a rope to first base with a nice little scoop from Bauhey. Now that Miller comes up, two down. Excuse me, Preston Schmircheck comes up. Ben Miller on deck still. Back-to-back freshmen here in the order, Schmircheck and Ben Miller. Schmircheck, he's 0 for 1 today, popped out the center field back in the fourth inning. Was left stranded on second, back in the second. He reached off an error. First pitch, a fender that finds Broadway for strike one.
That was a nasty pitch, I can say so myself. I mean, Preston had the right mind. It looked like it almost got right back to him, but then Hayden had that nice little curve to come to have it right in the strike zone.
Here's a lace right down center field, and Schmircheck gets his first hit of the day. And that was the first hit for Valley Heights since the fourth inning. Ben Miller had that last hit. So it's, by the way, up to bat. I talked about it today. Valley Heights has got a lot of these hits with already 2 outs. And this will also be another one of those situations. On first, 2 down, Ben Miller, first pitch, swung on and fouled out to the right side. As the wind kind of starts dying down a little bit, it was pretty aggressive trying to set things up here. I had to have the graceful fans around me actually hold down all of my paper. Next pitch to Ben Miller, clips the zone for strike two. Miller is going to have to protect down 0-2. And we've seen a lot of Chuleon, so let's see what he delivers. It's a fastball inside, missing. And looking to take second, and with ease, the steal, Shmurchek does. One, two, count. Next pitch, high bender. 2-2 now on Ben Miller. Even count. Let's see if Schillings can put the bow tie on it. Shakes his head and delivers the fastball, but way outside. 4-3. It's a full count here. A runner in scoring position, Valley Heights. Today is 0-4 with runners in scoring position. Julianz, here's the pitch. It is chopped on. Julianz grabs it on the candy hop. Throws to first, and he's got it. Getting out of the top of the sixth, we go down to the bottom. Jackson Heights up 9-0 over Valley Heights. We're back after this on KMZA.
This is Smoking Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Look out your window and you'll see trees flowering and the grass is turning vibrant shades of green. Another sign of spring is farmers preparing their fields for planting. Hi, I'm Mark Pazeska of Union State Bank of Horton. Today we recognize the contributions and hard work of farmers across the region. Our local farm families bring us signs of new life and the promise of hope and a bright future ahead. At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we are proud to help behind the scenes with ag loans and services. And we know our local farmers make everyone rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We come back. Jackson Heights is up 9-0 over Valley Heights here as we head to the bottom of the sixth. A chance for Jackson Heights to actually walk this game up. Also, defensive alignment change. Bryson Whitgardner will come in here from right field in for Barb Dill. Also substitute in his place in the batting order. Favoring the Valley Heights gets another opportunity, but Jackson Heights can very well end this game here in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Zeller is low and under, 4-1. Zeller today, he's got two hits. The incredible three-run home run shot back in the third inning that really got today going for Jackson Heights. Next one fouled straight back, 1-1 on Zeller. One thing about this team this year, talked about with Melvin beforehand, one of the biggest highlights of the season has been the growth and consistency of this team since the beginning of the year till now. Multiple players stepping into big roles and competing and completing in those positions. Next pitch, delivered into the corner, or strike two. So 1-2 now the count. Jackson Knights has put a lot of strong competition. They've improved each week. As this next one is delivered, it's a drop strike. The throw is to first, and they get the out. So it will be a strikeout. It will be a strikeout regardless there for Miller, but an out is recorded as well on top of it. So actually, it's now three straight Ks here for Ben Miller. One thing for Jackson Heights has been building on confidence. I mentioned the six-game winning streak in the middle of the season in which they built on a sweep off Pleasant Ridge and then a sweep also off Oskaloosa, but then having going 5-1 their last six games before coming to the postseason. Next pitch into the dirt here. This is the first one against Hewitt. I talk a lot about Jackson Heights. You also got to give a lot of credit here to Valley Heights, as this year they've had a lot of great sweeps. The sweep over Republic County, 14-4 and 6-5. They also swept Onega, 6-4 and 4-2, after losing their first doubleheader to them earlier in the season. First pitch, your next pitch here to Hewitt. This one is laced out to right field for a hit. They also, Valley Heights, they swept Blue Valley twice this year, 9-2 and 20-9 the first time. The first doubleheader they faced was 13-12 and 13-2. A very strong Valley Heights team that's going to have a bright future ahead of them, even if today ends a postseason loss. Throw back down the first in there safely is Hewitt as he represents a game-winning run for Jackson Heights. Valley Heights team that started off the program 5-14 2024, 5-19 last year, but 9-10 this year. Has been a step in a good direction each year, just like the Scobra team. Here's a delivery, Aiden Shoemaker, swing and a miss for strike one. One down, runner on first. Jackson Heights, that is that winning run, up 9-0 in the bottom of the sixth. Next pitch, fastball blown past Shoemaker. Now down 0-2 in the count. But even if Jackson Heights doesn't get any runs here to end this game early, Valley Heights will still have to answer with 9 runs in the top of the seventh. Here's the next delivery down Broadway for a bullseye. Shoemaker out on strikes. And 4 Ks now, as Miller has struck out 4 of the last 5 batters. Jay Stoyle now up to bat. His last time up with a single. He's reached base 3 straight times today, every time. First pitch, fastball missing, and also stealing second is Hewitt. So now Hewitt sits in scoring position as Jay Stoyle, as I said, he has reached base 3 times, 2 hits, a run scored. He's in less strain on first twice. But his last time up, that's when he buried the single and came around and scored on the home run from Drake Mellies. Next pitch, fastball blown by Doyle for a strike. Doyle is going to have to protect on an 0-2 count. The senior right fielder looking for the chance to get this first win ever in Jackson Heights postseason history. Next pitch, fouled away, straight back. Keep it to the 0-2. It'd be their first postseason win in their program, and also their first time hosting a postseason matchup here in Itawaka. Next pitch on the 0-2. This is fouled again, and Doyle is battling in this at-bat. Jay Stoyle this season is batting 200. 2 hits today. He had 4 hits coming into the day. He's got 6 on the year. Nearly doubled his stats. Next one in the left corner for strike 3. We head up to the top of the 7th. Valley Heights needs 9 runs to keep this game alive as Jackson Heights has 9, Valley Heights 0. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We welcome you back here to the top of the seventh inning. Jackson Heights leads 9-0 over Valley Heights. The Heights v. Heights matchup, and only one team is looking to soar to new heights and looking for a postseason victory. Both these teams are looking for their first postseason win in their program. Jackson Heights, here not only looking for their first win, but also their first win at home in a postseason matchup. And this is the first time they've ever hosted a home game. And more impressively here, man, Chileans, he has been on the bump this entire game. Not only offensively has he been hot with 2 runs scored and 2 hits, but he has pitched so far through 6 innings. He now leads the team with 46 strikeouts on this season with 5 today. And he delivers his first pitch to Conti in the left corner for strike 1.
I mean, Hayden's longevity of being there out there at the pitcher might be a little bit of help from our Wetmore Rec League, where, well, let's just say that our team back when we were younger didn't have a lot of pitchers, so we kind of relied on Hayden a lot to help us with our games. So that's probably where his longevity came from, but then again, I just could be yapping right now.
Well, Conti here on the 1-1 is the next pitch. It hits the backstop a little wild. 1-1 count, Conti. Here's the delivery down the plate at the bullseye. It's now 1-2. And again, Valley Heights, you are in danger zone mode. You need to score 9 runs to keep this game going. Next pitch, swung on and fouled away. Keep it to the 1-2. Gavin Crowder on deck and Jacob Vathauer in the hole. Jackson Heights has yet to make any substitution at all in this matchup. Chileans has, again, rode this entire thing out on the pump. Chileans' next pitch on the 1-2, a curveball that just squeezes outside for ball 2. 2-2 now. Shoemaker still behind the plate. Bowie at first. For Hewitt at second. Jameis Hewitt at shortstop and Ziller at third. 2-2 pitch here. It's inside for strike three.
I want to say that due to the no substitutions right now is also, I'm pretty sure the NEKL has their league track meet right now. And a lot of our athletes are dual sport people, Drake Nellies, Austin Zeller, Colby Bauhey. A lot of those guys are dual sport athletes, and so is our bench with Luke Sherling, Gage Holiday, Sawyer Shoup. They're all track athletes, so that's where they are currently right now.
Next pitch goes a little high, swing and a miss for Gavin Crowder. It's that first strike. 0-1 count, next delivery, and this one is hard hit. And going up for it is the shortstop in Jameson Hewitt, and he's got the easy grab with the glove. Also still here and out in the outfield for Jackson Heights, Colby Bauhey, Drake Mellies, and Doyle out in right field. But Jackson Heights is only one out away from their first ever postseason victory as they lead 9-0 Valley Heights. Valley Heights needs 9 runs. They got 2 down, and it's coming down to the bottom of the order, Jacob Vathauer. A lot of pressure falls down right here. Winner will either play Rossville, the number 14 on the 2A, or St. Mary's. Here's the offering high and away for both ones. Chili Onswit also can have a complete game shutout as a junior. So the first postseason win for Jackson Heights in the program history, which would be mightily impressive. Next pitch goes a little low for ball two. 2-0 on the count. So the next quick pitch, 2-0 delivery, inside four-seamer. Just misses ball three, 3-0 count.
This is where you want to be for Valley Heights. 3-0 in the count, you might have a chance to get on base and start getting the momentum going.
Off-speed pitch, down the plate for strike one. 3-1 now in Vathauer. As up to bat is Bryce Whitaker, as he's been subbed in for Bargdill in the lineup, offensively and defensively. And that first pitch, or that next pitch goes a little high for ball four. And Vathauer will earn the walk to first. So Whitaker, looks like we're going to have a bullpen here, or Gartner, excuse me. But yeah, you mentioned the bullpen. So I'm going to assume what's happening here is probably Chuliant has met the pitch count. You can't go over 105. I don't have that official number with me, but I would assume that he probably has got pretty close to that pitch count. So he will now get off in the bump, and stepping in for him will be Jameson Hewitt, which is an arguably more dangerous person to come in as your closer here. Jeremy Melvin's actually trying to get his shoes tied there for him. So we'll just go ahead and keep things here. Actually give us an opportunity to kind of talk about Hewitt. As a pitcher, as he's a very slick pitcher at that. I was looking at stats. He, I believe, has nearly 40 strikeouts in the season, and he has one of the most innings pitched on the year, and he's going to come in and try to pick up this close for Jackson Heights with a 9-0 lead here in the top of the seventh. The final inning is in the bottom of the order. The first plate appearance is up for Bryce Whitgartner, who this season has only taken one plate appearance. So this kind of, in a way, for Valley Heights, their season comes down to someone who's going to take their second plate appearance of the entire year. He's a senior, though, so maybe looking to get his final at-bat. Maybe not quite maybe a white flag wave in a way. You don't want to probably say that, but in a sense, that's kind of the feeling you might get here. But regardless, Whitaker takes advantage of his opportunity, gets himself on base. It's a two-out rally, potentially. But no matter what the outcome is, both these teams have improved off previous seasons. Valley Heights improving from their 5-14 from 2 years ago, which last year was 5-19. Now this year, 9-10. Jackson Heights picking up their first winning season in program history at 12-7, looking to improve now to 13-7. And, you know, what do you kind of have to say about both these teams and what's been their grind throughout this year?
Well, for Valley Heights, you're a young team, a lot of starting
freshmen. Four freshmen.
And, I mean, that's just something to build off these next 4 years. You have some boys with some varsity talent who have played, and that's just something to build off of. I mean, Jackson Heights kind of had that about 2 or 3 years ago whenever I first came here. First pitch to Whit Gartner is now the play for strike one. And then for Jackson Heights, I mean, they just having to continue with their success. Like I said, they also started off young, and that's how it's been throughout the year. So hopefully they're being able to continue.
Next offering, foul tip straight back or strike two. Whit Gartner now down 0-2 in the count. And again, this all comes down to the senior getting a second plate appearance of the season, looking for his first hit of the year. This would be a huge moment if he can come up with this one. As the next pitch is down the middle, that strikes him out. Jackson Heights wins their first ever postseason game in program history. And here they, their first ever hosted postseason game as well. Final score 9-0, Jackson Heights over Valley Heights. We'll take a step aside. We'll have one break here. We'll get to our post game. All here on 92.1 KMCA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See your local shelter agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
May is Stroke Awareness Month. A person experiencing a stroke can be treated if people act FAST. FAST is an acronym if you suspect a stroke. Face, facial droop one side when smiling. Arm, raise both arms, does one drift downward. Speech, slurring or strange speech. Time, if suspecting a stroke, call 911. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back one final time here, 92.1 KMZ for the MSC Sports Radio Network. The game finale here down in Etowah, Kansas. Jackson Heights comes up victorious over Valley Heights 9-0. And a regional quarterfinal winner will now move on and will either play the winner of St. Mary's and Rossville. But what a matchup here today between Jackson Heights and Valley Heights. Jackson Heights, their first hosted regional matchup ever, also comes up with their first ever postseason win. Let's look through it. Valley Heights, again, they came out kind of struggling with that at bats. But Jackson Heights, they came out on the fiery side with one run coming up from that second inning, but four runs is what really sparked it in the third inning. Four runs off six hits. Jackson Heights finishing with a total of 13 hits on the game, two of which or home runs. And funnily enough, the team went 2 of 9 with runners in scoring position. And those two hits with runners in scoring position came up as 3-run shot home runs. Both Drake Mellies and Austin Zeller were able to put in the work with the home run shots, doubling the team's home run stats on the season, by the way, from 2 to 4. And both of them finishing the day at 2 of 4 from the at-bat. Also, Hayden Chulioff's great day for him as he went 2 for 4 at-bat with 2 hits, 2 runs, and went 6.2 innings, only allowed 2 hits from Valley Heights, had 6 strikeouts, now leads the team with 47 on this season, and only gave up 2 walks, and again, no runs. Almost had the complete game shutout, but I think he hit the pitch count at the very end, and which then put in Cooper Hewitt, who came in and finished out the game. So overall, great matchup for both of these teams. And what are some final thoughts here, Blaine?
Well, first off, I'm going to correct you. Jameson Hewitt. Yeah, but no, this was just a great game, not only with Jackson Heights by hitting-wise. I mean, it's kind of like the Nemaha Central game that we had yesterday. It's just they came into their home turf and then let the other team just come in and steal the thunder. I mean, Jackson Heights, I mean, Hayden had an amazing game. He had 6 strikeouts on the mound. But also, shout-out to his defense. Doesn't matter who, where, what. But they had 14 outs just being able to make the smart, easy plays. And then shout-out to J-Mo to come in there at the end just to close it out and get that help with the win. And then to Valley Heights, I mean, they had such an amazing game as themselves as well. Multiple times, they were very smart and at keeping where they were. I mean, had some amazing times. They had multiple walks today. I mean, they had some great plate awareness, just unfortunately fell on the short end of the stick. And, yeah, it was just a great team, great game by both teams.
Valley Heights, again, still aspirations going forward with the program. 4 freshmen were in this lineup. One of them is Shmurchak, who started on the bump and had a really honestly great day on the bump, you know, despite maybe what stats would say. You know, it definitely showed that he's got a lot of potential upcoming. Also, again, is a great batter as he leads this team with the single-season record of both hits and RBIs. So going forward, Valley Heights is in good hands athletically with their freshman class. I kind of noted it the same way with both the football and basketball season. And this is a very upcoming, strong team where Jackson Heights has had this senior class that's been built over these last few years in a senior class that's been with Melvin since his first year ever here at Jackson Heights back in 5th grade. So, you know, this is a team for Jackson Heights that has a lot of chemistry, a lot of time put in together in the off season, and you can kind of really see it in this display of what hard work is, you know, kind of put itself up to. So now Jackson Heights moves on to the semifinal. They'll look to either again play against Rossville or St. Mary's. Some final totals here from this matchup. Valley Heights, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error, and 6 left on base, going 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Jackson Heights, 9 runs, 13 hits, 1 error, and 9 left on base, going 2 of 9 with runners in scoring position, with 2 home runs on the game coming from Drake Mellies and Austin Zeller. Our total game time went just a touch under 2 hours at 1:35. And again, a beautiful 80-degree day down here from Netawaka, Kansas. So again, from Crindon, from Blaine, from Bobby, back in studio, Jackson Heights over Valley Heights, 9-0. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Our communities are built on families, hard work, and looking out for one another. At SBS Insurance, we're here to help you do just that, with life insurance designed to protect your loved ones for years to come. Talk to your local independent agent at SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too, from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.